Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday. Paul hanging out with you. Jordana has the day off. She has an excused absence. But Susan Blanche is here hanging out, and we're glad you can join us. We have a packed show until the Timberwolves at 5:30, right? They're playing the Lizards? The Wizards? Yeah, they're the Washington Lizards. Hey, thank you for tuning in. We have information coming up this hour. There's a new play at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater called Newsies that sounds intriguing. We'll get more information about that. How to respond to people who are hurtful, who use hurtful language. How do we insulate ourselves from the slings and barbs of just going on social media? It seems it's like sticking your face in a fan. But first, we hear from a mother, a heartbreaking story. She lost her son. He was captain of the hockey team, had a number of injuries, was prescribed Percocet, was prescribed opioids for his injuries, and that led to addiction. And a cautionary tale and some sage words of advice from Kate Genovese, who's author of Hat Tricks from Heaven. That's coming up. But first, time to give away some money. It's time for this hour's national contest, Keyword for Cash. And this hour, the word is strong. One more time, strong, S-T-R-O-N-G. Type that keyword to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, the number to text is 72881, and the keyword this hour is strong. And if you don't win this time, hang on, listen for your next chance to win coming up at 412. Messaging and data rates may apply. Remember, please, please do not text and drive. It seems like the road to addiction has never been easier in many respects. It's a slippery slope from everything people relate to me. I mean, nobody sets out to become addicted to anything, and yet it happens. And the opioid epidemic continues to claim lives every single day, every single week in Minnesota, nationwide. Every year, thousands of athletes are injured, and many of them are prescribed opioids. Many of these athletes, many of them young, will eventually become addicted over time, which is very, very sad, but it's a reality. Today we talk with Kate Genovese. Her son, Gino, accidentally overdosed at the age of 30 after a long battle with addiction. He was the captain of his hockey team, and he was injured. Six surgeries later, sports-related injuries, he became addicted to opioids. And Kate Genovese joins us today. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and saying I'm sorry for your loss doesn't seem nearly enough, but on behalf of...
Well, thank you very much. I know it's been very hard. It's a year and a half now, but it feels like just yesterday sometimes.
Well, you know, I applaud you for pushing forward. I don't know how you've done it, but trying to make something good of this tragedy and trying to alert other parents... based on what you went through, how did you know, when did you know that your son, that Gino was in fact addicted to painkillers?
Well, he probably was addicted early on in high school, but he was living away in a boarding school, and I put it out of my mind. I said he had pain and he needed prescription drugs. But one day he came home, he was home for just about a month because he had a shoulder injury, and I was taking him back to school, and he said, "Can you stop at the doctor's and get another prescription? I'm still in pain." And we had a discussion, and I said, "You've been on it enough. This is enough. You need to move on to Motrin or something." So he was giving me a hard time. So we stopped at the doctor's, and the doctor explained to him how I felt, and I told him addiction runs in my family. And he just ignored me, wrote out a prescription for 60 Percocets, and said, "Your son is in a lot of pain. He wants to play hockey, and he is not an addict." And he had just really put me down, and I was embarrassed. So I let it go. But when we got back to the school, and I took the prescription bottle from him and brought it to the nurse, I saw in his eyes there was something different. He had no control over the Percocets. The nurse was going to have to dish them out to him, and that hadn't happened before. And he just looked at me and he said, "Mom, I need those." And I said, "John, I'm not getting them. The nurse is handing them out." And I could just tell right then and there we got a problem. So he denied it. He
right.
denied it, of course. And he finished his high school years and college years. He did well in both and went on to get a good job in a lumber company. And you know, he had a good life as far as I was concerned. He had a great girlfriend, the business he worked for, had a company car, lots of friends, handsome. You know, he had it all, but he really didn't. He was addicted, and he was hiding it. And we found out from his college roommate called us up and told us. He said, "Gino really has a problem." And he said, "I thought you should know this." So
Kate,
my husband...
And it seems to be easier too for people who are addicted to painkillers to hide their addiction, right? I mean, it's easier than having a drink or with an alcoholic. You know, you can smell the alcohol on somebody's breath. Somebody who's taking Percocet or Vicodin or oxycodone, it's much harder to look at that person, and they can still function, go through the motions of daily life, but they become pretty good at covering that up.
We do. He did a great job of covering it up because he had to. He
right.
had to work, and he probably chose the time to get high. But he got to the point where he had to go out in the street and get the drugs because he was no longer playing hockey. Doctors weren't prescribing to him. And that's when he moved on to heroin and the fentanyl. So it was just really sad, really sad. We did everything we could to get him help, and you know, he just accidentally overdosed. He was supposed to start a job the following week, getting straight and fine, and I was away for the night, and my husband stayed home, and he found him in the morning that and he had overdosed. So of course it, you know, killed us. We have a huge family, and everybody was so sad, but you know, I just didn't feel like I could just leave this alone. I just felt like I needed to write and help people about this. You know, I'm not one to wallow in my sadness, and I just said I'm going to do this.
Well, you wrote an amazing book, Hat Tricks from Heaven, and I would encourage other parents out there, regardless of you know what your kids are doing. Hopefully, they're healthy and they're not having any issues with addiction. But what would you have done differently? We don't have a lot of time left, but what would you have done differently, and what advice do you have to parents who may suspect that their kids might have some sort of a substance abuse problem? What would you say to them, Kate?
Well, I would pay very close attention. I would look at who he's hanging around with. I would check the room, their bedroom, say, they don't want you to, but too bad. You're paying the mortgage. You're going to do anything you want. I would see if there was any changes, if I was suspecting it. Were they playing sports and then all of a sudden stopped? Were they, you know, just not taking care of themselves physically? That's a big sign, not taking
right.
care of themselves physically and getting in arguments. The personality changes. And, you know, there's a little bit of real behavior problem and tough in their decision-making, I would say. You'd ask them a question, and it would take them 20 minutes to answer. I don't know. That's what I found.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Good grief.
And, you know, just pay attention.
Right.
Pay attention. Starting at the age of 12, I really would start. Because they are, as you said, they are good at hiding it. And you can't tell, like with alcohol, you can smell it on their breath.
Right. Well, again, the book is remarkable, and it's from the heart, and it's poignant, and it has some great information in there. Kate Genovese, you've written a great book, Hat Tricks from Heaven, The Story of an Athlete in His Own Prison of Addiction. Your son, Gino, will certainly keep, you know, Gino in our thoughts, and again, our sincere sympathies for your loss, and thank you for what you're doing to reach out and help other parents with this, Kate. We wish you the best. All right. Switching gears, we will talk about the latest and greatest play at the Chanhassen Theater. It's called Newsies, and it sounds really cool. That's coming up next on CCO. Extra, extra. Read all about it. During the mid-19th to the early 20th century, the main distributors of newspapers to the public were young boys. They were called newsboys or newsies. An estimated 10,000 of these newsboys just worked in the streets of New York City, and they could be heard on every corner yelling, extra, extra, along with the news of the day. They were often poor, sometimes the poorest classes of society, living on the streets, helping to support their struggling families. Many were immigrants or children of immigrants. Some were orphans. And it's a compelling story and an amazing time in our nation's history. And Newsies, the Broadway musical, has already come to the Chanhassen Theater. It's on the main stage right through September 29th. And we have with us one of the stars who plays Jack Kelly, Alex Knezovich. Welcome to CCO.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, why should listeners go to see this? What would you say to somebody? You have, you know, 30 seconds to explain what's going on. What attracted you to this part? I'm just curious.
Well, I was actually able to fortunately see the show the very first night that it was ever on Broadway with the original cast, and it was absolutely fantastic. And what really caught my eye was the story, the music, and the dancing is absolutely phenomenal and fantastic. There's a lot of acrobatics. The story is wonderful. There's a lot of heart behind the story. A lot of great guys and girls on that stage telling this really important story right now with all the school shootings going on and kids fighting for what they believe in. It's very pertinent and relevant to what we're experiencing in today's world. And then the music is beautiful. And I think for those reasons, it's a hit.
Well, that sounds pretty good. And I realize the story itself, at some point, the newsboys protest. They declare a strike against the publishing giants. And my hunch is that Jack rallies all the newsies in New York City to come together and fight for what they believe, right?
Yeah, you know, as with any good leader, he's standing in the back, kind of pushing his soldiers along. So I got a really great team with me, you know, some really good other characters and actors on that stage that really help out that situation, including Alan Bach, who plays Davey, who's kind of the brains behind the operation, Ruthann Hayward, who is a character. I won't say too much about her because you have to come and be surprised.
Right. Okay.
But she's one of the pivotal characters as well who helps write the stories and get those published. Jack is the leader of these boys, and it's a wonderful part. I really love playing it. It's really, really great.
Alex, we have 30 seconds. Family friendly. It sounds like you could take your 7-year-old, 10-year-old child to this, and they would get a lot out of it.
Absolutely. You know, it's a Disney show through and through. Mm-hmm. I think people of all ages will enjoy this show. I think from adults to children, whether you're coming as a family on a date night, or just sending your kids along with another family, saying, hey, my kids are going, can your kid come with me? I think you're going to be happy with sending your kids along or going to see it yourself, because there's something in it for everybody. And it's just got a lot of heart, and I think it's great for that reason.
Terrific. Well, we're so glad you could join us, and good luck. I'm still amazed how actors and actresses can get up every night and do the same thing and do it amazingly well and get inspired. And so I'm in awe of, actors and actresses and the theater in general. So good luck to you and your cast members. And we'll see you in Chanhassen at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I hope many people can make it.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. Alex Knezovich, who plays Jack Kelly in Newsies, the Broadway musical at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, going on right through September 29th. We'll be back with more right here on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
Hey, if you're a Luke Bryan fan, stick around. Stay tuned. Next hour, we give away a couple of tickets to his upcoming concert. He's at Target Field on July 21st, and we'll take a caller next hour. So stick around for that. It's a good deal. All right. Shifting gears, it seems like we've gone from talking to each other to shouting at each other, and many times the words we choose are not particularly helpful. As Janelle Rardin writes in Overcoming Hurtful Words, words are powerful. When that power is used to inflict pain and tear down self-esteem, the effects can create long-lasting wounds. She also writes, hearts matter. Life is too short to waste entangled in crushing words. The pain inside your heart can be turned into something unimaginably powerful. An expansion of your heart's capacity and potential to live out its God's purpose. So we were very curious to hear some tangible words of wisdom from Janelle on what we can all do to sort of insulate ourselves from hurtful words. Hey, Janelle, welcome.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Nobody's called me anything nasty yet, but it's still early.
It's still early. It's only 3:30 there, right? It's 4:30 here Eastern time. Yes, the day is young.
Absolutely. Well, tell me, why did you write this book, and why are hurtful words, you know, you want to believe that you become immune to them, but I don't know. If you become cynical.
Oh, but do we really, Paul, want to be immune from them? You know, it's
probably
it's,
not.
I came into the world this empathic, intuitive, highly sensitive little girl, and I'm still that person. So for me, it's been a lifelong journey. And, you know, people saying, oh, you need to toughen up, you need thick skin. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. But I also came to the conclusion that I want to be tough, but I don't ever want to lose my tenderness, because it makes me who I am. So I think right off the bat, you know, we don't want to get immune to it, but we definitely want to strengthen our immunity towards it, right?
Yeah, it just seems like today we've lost any sense of empathy. I mean, it's hard for many of us to really put ourselves into somebody else's shoes and look at it from their vantage point. And I don't know, it just seems like it wasn't this way 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I don't think social media has helped.
I think that is the perpetuator. You know, I think that we live in a digital age, and as in any great development in industry or technology, it has pros, it has cons. And one of the biggest cons of this whole social media is that everybody's business is now our business. Mm-hmm. And we are not built physically, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, to make that happen. We cannot. Everybody's business is not our business.
Right.
And so what happens is we just get so worn down. We just, you know, our bodies are sincerely not built with the capacity to handle all of this.
Okay.
So now we're, now what do we do, right?
I have a question. Is it turn the other cheek, or is it eye for an eye? You know, I guess you could, you could go either route. I have a hunch that it's turn the other cheek, and that makes you be the bigger person, right?
I think the way I frame it, I don't think it's either or, obviously. I think in the way I frame it in Overcoming Hurtful Words is to elevate the atmosphere. And elevating the atmosphere might be just another way of saying be the bigger person. Mm-hmm. But there is, I think it begins within your own heart. At least from in my journey to overcome negative narratives and labels that have been perpetuated on my life, and then finally the tipping point a few years ago, was, okay, what is my responsibility in this? I am obviously allowing people to talk to me this way.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take a step back and really evaluate my own personhood. And honestly, with the work that I feel like I've done and what I've written in the book and given these practices and tools, I don't experience life the same way. So it isn't turning the other cheek or eye for eye. It is being a healthy person with a healthy identity and self sense of self, and knowing that I have value, worth, and dignity, and you just can't speak to me that way. And it really has shifted the emotional plane of my life and the relational plane of my life and my whole family's life, actually.
I think good for you. I mean, you found a way forward. It just seems like a lot of people, and maybe it's always been this way, but many people are in pain, and for whatever reason, physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, and the way they self-medicate is by trying to spread that pain to others. Mm. And I mean, we can't let happen, right?
We have a platform for that now, though, don't we, Paul? I mean, we have a platform.
Yes,
it's 24/7.
Yes.
Twitter, you know, Instagram, it's everywhere from the top tiers of our government down. And so we just have this, what I call a discretionary deficiency. The beautiful practice of discretion ceases to exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel we can say whatever we want to say, whenever we want to say it. So there does need to be a revival of discretion, integrity. And that's going to begin with each of us in our sphere of influence, making the difference. That's really, it's got to be a grassroots movement, and that's really what I'm trying to do personally. It's going to be, I think, the life mission that I have left of my life is to really incite people to practice discretion and integrity, and I think it's just going to be something that we can do one by one and one by one and one by one.
Well, I applaud you for going on this journey and helping others with their journey. And it just seems, you know, when we're face-to-face, people don't talk like this when you're face-to-face. When you're hiding behind a laptop or behind your smartphone, then all the venom comes out. So I'm trying to take mental health breaks and go off the grid every now and then.
And put the phone down and take some digital breaks. But I think we can at least leave the listeners with maybe this one thought.
Okay.
That when someone perhaps lacks discretion, says what they want to say, vomits online or whatever, we say, you know, that's not okay. That's not okay. It's not okay for you to feel as though you can do that. And if it's said with a genuine sincerity, sometimes with authority, maybe that will be a step we can all take by just saying that's just not okay.
Words of advice, words of wisdom. Thank you for writing this book, Overcoming Hurtful Words. The author is Janelle Rardin, and we appreciate your words of wisdom today in helping us out. Thank you, Janelle.
Oh, Paul, it's such a big topic. Thanks for letting me be on your show. It's just
absolutely
been great.
Let's keep in touch.
Let's do that.
Paul and Jordana. Jordana's off today. She'll be back tomorrow. She better be back tomorrow. 35 degrees, looking forward to 40s, maybe upper 40s over the weekend. Couple of things that caught my eye. Of course, we're going to be talking to Maxie about Kirk Cousins. Are the rumors true? Is Mr. Cousins coming to the Vikings? Apparently, there's a bipartisan effort at the state capitol to make it illegal to sell cigarettes and other tobacco products to anybody under the age of 21 in Minnesota. The current age is 18. According to the Wall Street Journal, the bull market now is 9 years old. It's the second longest bull run in U.S. history. Keeping an eye on what's happening in China, I'm sure you've heard about this. Xi Jinping became president for life. The National People's Congress voted to abolish the two-term 10-year limit. While he's now technically able to rule China for the foreseeable future after the National People's Congress abolished this two-term limit, it's not certain he will stay in power until he dies. And if you're into politics, keep an eye on Pennsylvania. Voters in the 18th Congressional District will choose who fills the seat left vacant by Republican Tim Murphy. That's going to be interesting. He resigned last year over a sex scandal. The tight race between Democrat Connor Lamb and Republican Rick Saccone will be seen as an indicator of how both parties might fare in the upcoming midterm elections. The 18th Congressional District is in the heart of Trump country. Mr. Trump won it by 20 percentage points back in 2016. Rick Saccone, the Republican congressional candidate endorsed by President Trump, told a crowd of supporters Monday night that his opponents hate the president, hate the country, and hate God. So keep an eye on Pennsylvania tonight. A lot more coming up. Next hour, we talk to Frank Vassalero. I keep doing that. What is it about Frank's name? That and a little bit of weather therapy, the safest state in the USA. But first, this Twins Minute is brought to you by Gulldam Brewing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.